new core and a big warm welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we're travelling to lovely Thailand, country of sunshine and smiles, to meet the clever, sociable residents of the Elephant Nature Park, an elephant rescue centre in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Among the most intelligent animals on earth, elephants symbolise royalty and peace, and are respected and loved around the world, especially in Thailand and other Asian countries. Despite their great size and strong appearance, elephants have soft, sensitive hearts, just as humans do, and form lifelong relationships with family and friends, being always ready to assist one another in times of need. Today, under the brilliant Thai sun, a young elephant named Pupia and his friends Furst and Crawford will show us round his beloved home.
Hello, my name is Pupia, and I'm one of the elephants who lives here at the Elephant Nature Park. That's me right there with my friends and family. I hope you enjoy spending some time with us in our home. This is a place where rescued elephants get to roam free. And where there's elephants, you'll see a lot of action. Park is a home for Asian elephants just like me, and every day I get to meet new people who come to see me and my friends having fun and doing some of the things that elephants like to do in the wild. Today I'm excited about meeting two special visitors. This is Crawford and Furst, who want to learn all about elephants.
I think that's for the elephant karate.
Very big. They're very big.
What's the biggest one?
Maximus.
Oh, there's a few guys. Is that Pupia? Is one of those supposed to be Pupia?
To help Furst and Crawford with any questions they have along the way, I've prepared some elephant-sized fast facts. Are you ready? How many elephants are at the nature park? There are over 30 elephants here at the moment. But when you walk around, you will also see cows, water buffalo, and loads of cats and dogs. Where did all the elephants come from? Some elephants used to work hard for other people entertaining tourists, and some helped with removing trees from the forest. Now we have more time to just be elephants. Do the elephants have a family? Family is the most important thing to elephants, and in the wild, we stick together in groups called herds. Although most of the elephants here at the park are not related, we want to be part of a family like you. So we have formed separate groups of moms and aunties. Some elephants like to be on their own, and some have very close friends who spend time together and look after each other. As well as being with my mom and aunties, I also like playing with my friends. I'm one of the youngest elephants here. My friends Tongjan, Aura, and Bastai are a little older than me, and we spend a lot of time together having fun. Every day, people here work hard to make sure we all eat enough. They make banana balls that are full of nutrients. They bring big bunches of grass every evening so we don't get hungry through the night. And whole truckloads of fruit and vegetables, that are washed and then fed to us by visitors. And today, it looks like Bruce and Crawford are helping to prepare lunch for a very hungry herd.
I just got a problem.
Today, the elephants are going to eat pineapple and watermelons.
This is fun! There's so much fruit here, I don't know how these elephants will eat it all, even big ones. Whoa.
Elephants have eaten a lot. That's what I've seen the most.
I've seen elephants eat the most too.
Elephants have to eat and drink all day because we are so big. And as well as all the yummy fruit and vegetables I get at lunchtime, I also like to pick my own grass, bark, seeds, and plants.
When they eat, they use their trunks and they often break the plant. They often rip the plants off the ground and swing the plants back and forth. Just swing it.
Yeah. On their stealth and then swing it again and eat it.
Elephants' trunks are very important. We use our trunks for everything. We eat with them and suck up water to drink or spray over our bodies. Use them to feel and smell, to hold small objects and throw things. When we meet up, we sniff each other all over to say hello. And we use our trunks to communicate with each other, using lots of different actions and sounds. This is Thailand, and the nature park where I live is way up in the north of the country, near a city called Chiang Mai. Everybody in Thailand knows about elephants. They are very important animals here, and have worked with humans for thousands of years. In this school near the nature park, the students like to learn about elephants. Elephant in Thai is Chang, and in this special song, they are describing their big ears and long noses.
I think it's pretty impressive when he's raising his head. And
look at his teeth. Look at his tongue.
He almost has no teeth in his mouth. He's putting back his trunk and opening his mouth like a person.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Why, goodbye.
I can even give kisses with my trunk.
two days for their daily afternoon nap.
Buckets and brushes.
The brushes are to brush the elephant, and the buckets are to keep water in the brushes to put in so we can bathe the elephant.
Hold back, listen up! Some young elephants like to have so much fun in the river, it's best just to watch. But people can help scrub some of the other elephants who like to lie still. While me and my friends wrestle in the water, Thurston and Crawford are going to have to work hard to scrub Camoon nice and clean.
I'm taking a bath with the elephant.
The elephant's bathing sometimes. Oh my. You didn't know elephants were there.
Thurston and Crawford have done a great job. But an elephant just wouldn't be an elephant without being covered in mud. Mud acts like sunscreen to protect our sensitive skin from the sun's powerful rays. It also helps keep us cool, and it keeps the insects away.
Oh, they're splashing themselves with mud, just like sand.
As the boys keep an eye on the mud pit, why don't you get ready for some more fast facts?
Whoa, it fell down!
How thick is an elephant's skin? Elephant skin can be up to 1 inch thick, but it is very sensitive, and even a small insect bite can have us scratching for hours. Why are elephants' ears so big? Elephants' ears act like a giant fan. All the blood in our bodies travels through lots of veins in our ears, so that when we flap them, it helps to cool us down. My ears are still small, but I have good hearing, and I can even hear sounds you can hear. And I can feel vibrations through my feet, which helps elephants communicate over long distances. These patterns on the bottom of our feet are just like your fingerprints, and no two are the same. Did you know that? Thurston Crawford's stay at the park is almost over. There's just enough time for them to draw a little reminder of their day here.
Crawford, who are you drawing?
Hope.
I drew the picture of Poopia!
Hey! Is that Hope's bell? This time, Hope's bell is a danger to warn elephants. We need help because we are running out of places to go in the wild. And we are unhappy when people are cruel to us in captivity. If people don't help save us, soon there will be no Asian elephants left in the world. Can you help us? There are lots of things you can do, including talking to other people about what you have learned. Explain to them the problems facing elephants, and why you think elephants deserve a place in the future of our planet. I hope you enjoyed spending a day with me and my elephant family. I've had a great time with Thurston Crawford, and I hope to see you all again soon. And remember, it's people like you who can make a difference for all elephants, and make it possible for us to have fun every day. Elephant Star Love Course.
I like the way you smile, and let me watch you while. I love the way you make me feel. I'd give the world away to spend each waking day alone with you, my love. 'Cause you make me do 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 do. Summer's come. Promise you, you'll never be alone. I believe what you give, you will receive. That's why all I give is love.
If you look closely, you'll see that the tip of an elephant's nose is in the lovely shape of a heart, which means their kisses and hugs are always stamped with extra love. To close our program, we'd like to sincerely thank the Elephant Nature Park for allowing us to share today's wonderful video with our viewers, and deeply appreciate the rescuing and sheltering of vulnerable elephants in Thailand. For more details on the Elephant Nature Park, please visit www.elephantnaturepark.org. Graceful viewers, we enjoyed your elegant company today for our trip to the Elephant Nature Park in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May all beings be graced by Heaven's divine love and blessings.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.